Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by return guest, Eli Don't Shoot Him.
I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you for having me back, man.
Of course, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited. I'm excited for this right now. I was excited for the first one. This one right here, this one is going to be great. I love this one. Let's go.
You know, it's going to be great because there wasn't a camera last time.
Yes.
There was not a camera last time.
And that's exactly the upgrades. This is beautiful. Again, this is amazing. Seeing where you started off from, seeing where you are now. Flowers, my brother. Flowers.
Thank you so much, man. You know, this comes with just time and effort. And, you know, we definitely just talked. I just had a meeting with my crew the other day. And I have a big vision for what we're doing here. Okay, like this setup right now, I want to get it rid of it. Okay, it's not that it's not doing well. It's a good setup. But it's a little claustrophobic back here. Okay, so there are some things that we definitely are looking into to move over and improve the show on a visual standpoint. You know, so I'm definitely really excited for that, man. But nonetheless, you know, we'll talk enough about me for now. We're here to talk about you, right? So welcome back to the Middleman Podcast, Eli. You know, Eazy-E, Sippity, OG from the other side is what I call you.
Every time.
thank you. You were featured on episode 34 of the Middleman Podcast, okay? And it's been about a year since we've been back together on the camera, you know? But nonetheless, you and I, we talk often.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And, you know, it's been over a year, man, and you've been doing some fantastic work. You know, within that year, you've definitely expanded your range and you've gone out and you've done what you said you were going to do in episode 34. You know what I mean? There, for example, you know, like you've done vlogs. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've done vlogs. You've done music videos. You've been working with the XFFL. You've been capturing moments for people such as parties, you know?
Yes.
So you're out there doing it with your boy Sasuke.
Man, this is who I owe.
Might have to hold it up a little higher.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't know if y'all. Yeah, Sasuke. This man right here, Mr. Uchiha. He is. He's the key. He's literally the key. He's the one that's been. Sasuke carries, man. He carries 100%. He carries. I appreciate you. I from the last time I was here, I kind of just developed that head down mentality. You know. Okay. Developed that mentality of literally, just putting in every single aspect of work I can, bettering myself. That was real big on that. In 2022, I learned. 2023, I strike. So, you know, it's everything is a learning experience. First of all, let me just say it like that. Everything is a learning experience. You're going to run into people. You're going to run into things that do not compute, that do not correspond. And it's not going to, it's okay. It doesn't calculate. It's fine. Don't let that kill your sale. Simple like that. So I think that was the biggest thing for me ever since being here last time. I couldn't let people kill my sale and I just had to keep going, you know?
So you wanted to learn and then strike is what you said.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Very big on that. That's a saying I have. I still have it going right now. It's 2023. So, 2022, I learned. 2023, I strike.
I like that. So what did you learn in 2022? Cause dude, you've been a part of a lot of things here. You know, there's a couple photos on your Instagram. There are some really cool shots of you being on like a live set.
Yes.
You know, with a very professional type of camera, you know, one that you would see on a TV show.
Yes.
Correct.
That was FanDuel. That was the work, I did for a little bit of FanDuel. Ever since the last time I've been here, yeah, it's gotten crazy. I got tied in the FanDuel. We shoot there. It's something they call town hall. Now that's like a employee of the month kind of thing, you know. Mm. But it's broadcasted throughout all FanDuel's throughout the world. So then they bring in the company that I'm under for that. And, you know, just being there and the connections I made there have been monumental. 100%. And I don't want to name drop too much, but there's one gentleman I met in there. We started talking about Call of Duty, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like it had nothing to do with the job at all, you know? And then, you know, eventually we just brought it to the job. He asked me my age and then, you know, like just, we found that common ground and now he's somebody that I talk to avidly, for a lot of advice.
Okay.
Especially, and again, I don't want to name drop because one of the first conversations we had was about, was me and my daughter. Mm. So you know, just figuring out having your own business. And, you know, like at that point, all your money is 100% in your, every single cent is different from a 9-to-5 when you have gross pay, net pay. Is every single cent is 100% in front of you. So you have to disperse it the right way. You have to move with it the right way. You have to. Mm. So little struggles like that, being a new father and stuff like that, that was the conversation that we had a lot. Yeah, FanDuel has the stuff I've learned there. Now, again, that's, I'll give 100% shout out. Me and him are not on good terms right now. 100% shout out to Eddie Santano, Edward Santano, ESP Media. That's the company that I was under and I was working with. And, you know, me and him, we still do some work time to time, but right now we're not really on the eye to eye standpoint. He's taught me a whole lot. A whole lot. He literally has a warehouse of like the camera equipment you saw me with. He has a warehouse full of that stuff.
Now, this camera equipment is legit as hell. Like, this is like TV production type of equipment, you know. And when you first started like touching that, you know, started working with it, were you overwhelmed or were
100%?
Yeah, okay.
100%. It's like, overwhelmed is like, it's kind of like, oh man, like you look at it and the first thing you say is like, yo, I cannot afford this, like, you know, I do not want to break this shit. I do not want to mess it up. And at the same time, I want to come back, so of course I want to perform to that aspect in that area, like, yo, like, okay, lights is on, it's time to go, you know. Once I got the crash course and once I was able to sit there and actually, like, you know, put all the emotions aside and all the jitterness and the butterflies, once I put everything aside and I sat there, I paid attention to it, it was literally a video game.
Oh really?
Literally. Okay. Like it was a joystick, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was literally a joystick to zoom in, zoom out, pan left, pan right. You're just moving it, moving left, moving right. And it's like, as you're moving, you're zooming at the same time, very, very slowly. It's really simple. It's not, they make it look more complicated than what it is.
You know, technology helps break that down, man. So kudos for you, man. That sounds fantastic. Especially like being on a large set like that, you know, like, did you think that within the year that you were going to be able to obtain that goal? So you're telling me that you met this gentleman, right? And you guys just started talking about Call of Duty, and then all of a sudden, like, a job opportunity showed up. Is he the person who got your foot in the door at that facility?
No.
No? Okay.
Edward Santano. Actually, no. The person who got my foot in to Edward Santano was, you know, True.
True Music. True. Okay. Yeah.
True Music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to True. My brother. That guy's helped me out a whole lot. When I'm telling you a whole lot. Again, I don't think I would have Sasuke without him. I don't think a lot of the things that are on Sasuke, a lot of, you know, this cage, the lens, the adapter, a lot of these things on here would not be possible without him. The reason I'm saying that is because, again, he's helped me start it off. When I was recording on an iPhone, he bought me a stabilizer for the iPhone because he saw that this is something I really wanted to do, you know?
Yeah.
So he introduced me to his uncle as, like, his uncle's an executive too, VH1 executive. He's amazing. Shannon Love. He introduced me to him. And once he introduced me to him, Shannon saw himself, the work ethic that I had and the passion that I had for just the cinematics period. Mm-hmm. So since that's his world, he writes scripts, he writes TV shows, he does all that stuff. So since that's his world, he wanted me as a cameraman for him to shoot that, and as like a kind of like, not a director, but somebody who has more of an insight than just a cameraman, you know? Mm-hmm. Me and him, we were bonding, no problem, corresponding perfectly, no problem. So that's when he ended up introducing me to Ed. And then Ed is the reason I met the person at FanDuel, because Ed is the one who gets booked for the FanDuel jobs. Ed gets booked and he calls me.
That's dope, man. That's really, really good. Let me ask you just real quick. FanDuel, like the sports betting FanDuel?
Yes, FanDuel Sportsbook. No shit. FanDuel Sportsbook, yes.
No shit. Okay.
But that's, again, it's been crazy since I've been gone, bro. I'm telling you, FanDuel, Monster Energy Drink, SiriusXM, SiriusXM's branch, Rock the Bells, LL Cool J's company, Moolah 10K. No, I did that already. I'm sorry. No, Moolah 10K, we were there already. Right?
Right.
I don't know. Well, okay, I'll say it. Moolah 10K, whatever. Pop Smoke's best friend.
A lot, man. That
XFFL, Tampa World. Shout out Tampa. Shout out USA Flag, man. Oh my gosh. I appreciate y'all so much.
You're live right now, by the way. Everyone, he's live on Instagram right now, so we'll definitely talk to the people later as well, sure.
Yes.
100%, man. Yeah, so you've been doing a lot, man. That's congratulations to you. I didn't even know that you did Monster Energy drinks, stuff like that. SiriusXM, what were you like helping with commercials, just recording?
Monster Energy drink, it was a they had like a talent showcase for artists.
Okay.
And it was called Who Got the Juice. It's a Fresher. Yeah, that's Fresher. So Fresher is he's a New York artist, New York based artist, and he's very, very big on helping other people. He's very, very big on promoting the next artist and, you know, just putting people out there, giving people who don't have that area to speak, that area to speak. He's sponsored by Monster Energy Drink, and he started a talent showcase once a month called Who Got the Juice? Probably not once a month, probably like once every 2 months or something like that. Excuse me. Called Who Got the Juice? So I was there. I went with a couple artists. Couple artists personally hit me up to come out and record, and then a couple times I was in the spot and I got footage of other artists and I was able to connect with them off that. So the Monster Energy drink, that situation is crazy, I'm telling you. And that's like the memorabilia I have from that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be able to like set up like a nice little corner in my office or something like that. Like I have like 4 or 5 like exclusive energy drinks. I have
that's tough.
You know how like on the, like for some reason like on the bar, like they have like this like probably this like rectangle strip, and it's like rubber
on, oh yeah, yeah, I know what
you know what I'm talking about, yeah. And it goes like on the bar top. I have one that says Monster Energy drink.
That's tough.
What else? I have like a whole bunch of like lanyards that like light up and blink green. It's crazy, like the stuff is crazy.
You know, may I just interrupt, this is like a little bit of a sidebar real quick. Do you know what they call, you know how you said that rubber mat on the bar top, right?
I don't know what it's called at all.
Okay, hold on.
I don't drink.
So exactly. So if you have that bar top, right, There's a drink, okay, and it's disgusting. It's probably the worst thing that you'll ever see, okay?
Okay.
They call it a New Jersey Turnpike is what they call it, okay? And what the New Jersey Turnpike is any spilled drinks within that mat, they just pick it up, throw it in a cup, and someone drinks it. It's fucking disgusting, but that's a thing.
That's crazy. Okay.
It's freaking sick. I've never done a New Jersey Turnpike. You know, okay. And I think it's hilarious that that's what they call it, though.
That sounds crazy. Okay. I don't drink, and I think we're figuring out reasons why.
Yeah, so, drink is fun, man. I mean, as a matter of fact, you and I, we went out, we had a good time last night, you know.
Yes, they got me shots. I took drinks last night. It was fun. I had to. It was fun.
Green tea shots.
Green tea shots.
Keep on.
Keep it classy, fellas.
Yeah, keep it PG over here with the green tee shots, man.
Keep it classy,
sure.
Everybody, please.
Can't be falling on the floor like me on St. Patty's Day. We've been there. We've done that, okay? It's not a highlight of the career.
Kev's a party animal, man. He's a party animal.
I'm just an animal.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm a party animal. I'm just an animal, you know? I play hard at night and wake up in the daytime and, you know, get back to it. You know, you got time to be a man
he
at
does.
Night.
I'll give you, and I want to give you your flowers for that, too. We were out. We probably got back around like 4. No, we got back probably around like 3. We were chilling for like another like hour, 2 hours. Probably we went to sleep around like 4 or 5 a.m. And he's up like before me, you know? And he's, bud, time to open your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, blinds open, get him going, you know? And it's like, yeah, he's locked in. That's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you, man. Rev up the engine, you know, just rev up the engine. I know I live by this lifestyle. I met this... just an older gentleman when I was young, you know, and he said, if you got time to be a man at night, you got time to be a man in the daytime.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're right, though. You definitely are. So if you're going to go out and do that tomfoolery and that fuck shit, you better be able to wake up and go to work and take care of your responsibilities, yeah. You know. And honestly, I love that saying. You know, I really do take it to heart. And I'm like, nah, that shit's true as hell. You know, you got to be just about it, you know, because if you're going to fuck around and have fun, that's cool. Just make sure you get up and do your work. And, you know, that's why I feel so headstrong and driven to do everything and anything that I can for the show, just for my life, bro, in general, you know?
Yeah, the work you've put in is great. It's great. Again, that's surrounding myself with you is amazing at all times. Being around you is always good. We have the conversations we have. They go all over the place, first of all. But they always have a main goal of triumph, if that makes sense. Just success at the end of the day. And the different things it's going to take to get there.
I agree. I agree 100%. You know, you and I were always planning. We're thinkers. we're thinkers. We're not, you know, we don't settle for what we have already. And, you know, you have Sasuke here. Sasuke's been here for a very long time. What type of camera are you rocking? Just let the people know.
This is a Canon M50. There's two versions of this. This is the Mark 1 and the Mark 2. This is the Mark 1. It's not even called the Mark 1. It's just a Canon M50. This camera right here is entry level. Very, very beginner. I've been with Sasuke for, what, probably like a year and a half now?
You have had Sasuke for a very long time. Yeah. I was actually going to ask, I was like, is that the same camera since you and I podcasted last time?
Yep, it's the exact same camera. It's okay. The exact same camera that started everything off. Sasuke is going to, honestly, and it's going to hurt my heart to do that, but he's going to get framed. He's going to get put up somewhere. Not framed, probably like cased up, put up somewhere. He oh man, Sasuke has been with me everywhere. Sasuke has taken me everywhere. If you guys go on my Instagram, my Facebook, anything like that, anything for Eli Don't Shoot Him, anything you see, it is Sasuke. It is all because of him. And for that, you don't understand how much I love this camera, bro. You know, I love this camera so much. It literally is my daughter into my freaking camera. Dead serious. Dead serious. I'm thinking, I'll be honest about that right now. Dead serious. It's my daughter into my freaking camera. I try my best not to go anywhere without Sasuke. Because you never know. He sees shit that I don't see.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah, he sees shit that you don't see.
Okay. Let's tell the story. Okay, so,
let's see it.
The reason that he's called Sasuke.
It's a great question.
The reason he's called Sasuke. This is not the lens, and I'll dismantle it for you guys right here. This is the lens. Shout out to Carrie, my manager.
That's beefy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this shit looks crazy.
Yeah.
What type of, is this like an adjustable lens? Wow.
Yeah, I think that's the 18 to 55.
It's got a stabilizer on there as well.
Yep, autofocus, all that stuff.
Oh, that's what that is, autofocus, manual focus. Okay, yeah, this is beautiful, man. This looks great.
And this is the adapter that connects to.
Okay. So these were added pieces that.
Yep. These are all individual pieces that I had to grab by myself.
Wow, man.
And then, you know, that's the camera by itself.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's the camera without a lens or, you know, anything like that. Sasuke, the kit lens that came with Sasuke, right? And Sasuke wasn't used. Sasuke was bought brand new.
Okay.
When I got him, the kit lens had a scratch on it.
Oh.
Had a scratch on it in the bottom, like, now again, obviously it's circle, so there's no corner, but if you like small in the bottom right, like right down here, it was a little scratch. And if you, I was shooting pictures one day, and then you remember, this is when I first started off, and I was just going outside just taking pictures of freaking spiders and leaves and shit like that. I actually got to get back to that.
It's lovely. It's tranquil.
That was a very calming time for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get back to that. But I was going out doing stuff like that, and I took a really good picture, and I looked, and I saw like little, like it looked like hairs in the bottom right of the picture. I didn't like it, so I zoomed in on it, and I was like, it was a freaking scratches, bro.
Damn.
At that point, I was like, yo, I wanted to give the camera back so much. I was like, yo, fuck this, like, what is this, bro? They sold me some bullshit, like, you know. And I sat back and looked at the picture, and I was like, bro, this is a fire ass picture. This picture's dope. And I'm like, you know, whoever sees that, now I learned. Now I know. Now I know what angles to stay away from. Now I know what lighting to stay away from. Now I know what areas to stay away from. Specific people's skin tones. I know to shoot and where I have to shoot it from. I didn't want to give up on them. You know, everything requires a little love, and, you know, at the end of the day. So
is that scratch still there?
No, this is not the kit lens. This is a different lens.
Oh, it's a whole different kit lens.
The kit lens is broken. I broke my kit lens.
Gotcha.
And I was at a football tournament, and I was getting out the car, and my camera fell.
Oof.
And, you know, Sasuke said, I'm not breaking myself. I'm going to break this lens. So Sasuke made the right decision. And I'll never be mad at him for it. Never.
Do you have any future plans of getting another camera?
Oh, man. The ones that know me. For real, the ones that really know me know that I want a Sony A7 so bad. A Sony A7 III. Oh man, that camera. So you know how like those camera shots on where, and it's a video too. Pictures they do this all the time, but videos on where you're literally pointing at a subject.
Okay.
And you see him perfectly, but everything behind him is blurry.
It's depth of field.
Yep. The depth of field on that camera, bro. And you can control that.
Yep.
And then you could turn it to like there's a setting, it's hard to explain, but it's like a red setting to where everything that's in focus and that's perfect, it'll come up as red on the screen. Like it'll be like a red highlight, like kind of like a negative effect.
Okay.
But it doesn't, like, in all actuality, the regular film is coming out crystal clear. Like it's crazy. It's crazy. The engineering on that camera, it was honestly before its time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's another thing with camera equipment, when it comes out, it all just goes up in value. Especially like the more, when it comes out and the more highly rated it comes, the money on it just keeps shooting up and up and up and up. So something drops at like $1,500, next thing you know, the lens is like freaking $7,000 for a lens, you know?
100%. 100%. Yeah. It's an expensive field that you're getting yourself into, yes. You know, and it takes a lot of passion and pride and joy. Like with the cameras, you know, I've had Z Visions on here. I've had North Star. I've had you on here, you know, and I was actually pretty happy with myself to be able to pull that depth of field out because, you mm-hmm. know, that was me learning from Harrison.
Okay.
Because I liked his focus. Yeah,
he's fire.
Shots.
He's fire, by the way. His stuff is dope.
North Star is the man, bro. He does fantastic work. But depth of field was just something that he really focused on, you know, and I was like, what I noticed about his work and his art. And I thought that was really, really cool, you know, just being able to correlate that with you and just pulling the knowledge out, you know, like every day we're learning here on the Middleman Podcast. Every single day we're learning here, man.
Yep.
So life has been good, you know, life has been good. And, you know, you're representing, the USA flag.
USA flag,
here.
Man. I appreciate y'all for everything y'all do for me, everything y'all have done. USA flag again, shout out to XFFL as well, XFFL production. So much has changed since I've been here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's just talk about the XFFL so people know what the XFFL is.
XFFL, Extreme Flag Football League. Basically it is the number one 9-man flag football league in the nation, voted, confirmed. Shout out Dimitri, Jada, a.k.a. Prez Thompson, the owner, CEO of XFFL. He brought me in at a very, very, very young, very, very wet behind. Literally, this tournament right here, Tampa Worlds, was my first ever sports. No, let me not say that. First ever flag football. Yeah, flag football recordings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I ever recorded flag football, was Worlds. Tampa Worlds. Every team, every highly ranked team in the world, you know, Israel, Puerto Rico.
No shit, really?
Japan, Spain,
wow.
Yes.
It's that
Mexico,
large of a tournament,
yes.
Huh? Wow.
Yes. So he brought me, that was my first ever job mm-hmm. with him. First ever. Bro, he was on my ass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't do shit. I couldn't do shit. And I don't care. I don't care because of the love, you know, and it's like for me, and that's really why I do this, and I could be honest, that's really why I do this. It's the love. Basically, it's hard to explain. Seeing how much you've made people joyful, seeing how much you like so somebody could like, bro, people have shit days, bro. You mm-hmm. know, people have really bad days. So if I can make that one person, like, if I can change their freaking day, bro, you know? And if I can just make that one part of their life that's that much better. Like, there's people out there who, they go out to tournament after tournament after tournament after tournament after tournament. They get no footage. They get no pictures. They get none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just like that, boom. Oh, XFFL Productions got me covered. Who's this dude? Because on Facebook it's Jahad King. Jahad King got me covered. Oh, Eli Don't Shoot Him got me covered. XFL Productions got me covered. And it's like, just off that right there, of course, I pay my respects to the people who I owe my respects to. But yeah, that right there, it's from there, from that moment on, it's been honestly just like a snowball effect. The love I get from the league is beautiful. It's crazy. It's crazy the love I get from the league, from our specific XFL league. The love I get from USA Flag by itself is crazy by itself. Shout out to Charles, owner,
of USA Flag.
Of USA Flag, yes, the owner of USA Flag. Shout out to Charles. He's great. He's a great dude all the way through and through. And all the rest of his staff too, he has all the way down. I appreciate you guys for bringing in Jada and making him a flag director now, a USA Flag director, and which opens a lot more doors for XFFL. It opens a lot more doors for the XFFL. We have a couple things that we might be lined up for, that we're working towards, you know, and we're going to keep working for that. But, you know, things are looking very well, especially XFL wise. Things are looking very, very well. USA flag wise, things are always well. Mm-hmm. First of all, always well. But XFL wise, things have been well, but things are looking amazing.
Well, how about, you know, the NFL switching their Pro Bowl game, you know, to flag now?
So, what I say to that, NFL guys, hire the best media team for the best 9-man flag league in the nation. I don't know. If I was making a choice, I would do that.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, hearing that the Pro Bowl is going to be a flag game from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring in the best flag media there is.
Game changing, it really is.
Yeah,
it is game changing. I never thought I'd see the day that they'd have a Pro Bowl with flag. I understand though, you know, I understand why they do. I think it's a smart business decision, especially for the players.
Yeah,
you know, so that's really, really cool, man. That's really cool. So yeah, you went to Tampa, man. Tell me more about that experience, man, because I know it was a movie from the start to finish.
Oh my gosh. So you got Bruce Mapp. Shout out to Bruce. That's another person, bro. USA flag team, three receiving touchdowns. In the flag game against Italy, the championship, you know, they won the gold medalist. He's showed so much love himself. As far as like, you know, sharing my stuff, and you know, I've done little snippets for him and stuff like that. So just sharing it and putting me out there and tagging me in it, like, yo, thank you, stuff like that. He's great. Hooch, their quarterback. He's really, really high energy. Not a big guy at all, but walks out there like he's the biggest dude and takes over. Just talent overall. Like, literally, bro, you're standing like I don't know if you've ever been like a sports complex or something like that, when it's like a whole bunch of football fields around.
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how like when you're standing there, like in a perfect spot, you can just see everything? Like, literally, you're standing there, bro, and it's a head top over here, a pick six over here, somebody just fell over here, a quarterback just threw a no-look dime over here, this dude just threw a behind-the-back pass. Like, yo, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, and it's a videographer's dream. Because you could stand in one spot with a nice lens and get everything. And you'll have, like, nothing but highlights, bro. Like, you literally have enough content to be sitting there and working for, like, probably, like, 2 months, 3 months.
That's dope, bro.
Dead serious.
That's dope.
It's amazing. The food is crazy. The atmosphere is crazy. The only downside, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to be honest, the only downside to Tampa is that it's January.
Okay.
You know, so it's not Tampa. You know,
mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's still Florida.
Is that where they host the championships every year? Is that what they do? Is it a yearly competition in Tampa?
It's annually. It's honestly, they call it the end, but it's honestly the first. It's the first tournament to kick off the year because it's in January. But they call it the end of the season, you know, but I don't know. It's a great idea to me. It's a great idea. There's a couple things that I would change about it, but other than that, you know, the changes that they've made have been better. They, like, the first year I went, they didn't give rings, like, none of that shit. Like, this year they had rings. They had medals and all that stuff last year. But this year they had rings, they had medals, they had MVP awards, they had, you know, like, they had it all. Like, it was
a wide range of accolades for
people.
There was actually one woman,
she walked away with 4 rings from that one weekend.
Damn.
Cause she played on 4 different teams, and that's allowed too. So if you, whatever team, like, again, it's not your fault that the 2 teams you play for are both national contenders. That's not your fault, you know? So you're allowed to play for those teams. If they're both in nationals, you can play for those teams. So she was on 4 different teams, 2 girls teams and 2 co-ed teams, and they all 4 of them won the championship.
That's sick. That is
real
sick.
Walked out with 4 rings on her fingers, bro. It was crazy.
Imagine she had to, like, play her own team.
Yeah, that how does that work out? Who are you playing for? You know, yeah, like,
you
that's crazy.
Be like, listen, I fuck with you, A team, but like, B team's a little bit better. So I'm B
team, you know, B team. We got that chem over there. So.
Uh-huh. I've known them for much longer. That's really, really cool. So would you say you're like affiliated with the USA flag now, or is that something that you're gonna be doing yearly?
I don't know. I don't want to say that.
Okay.
I don't want to say yes or no to that because, you know, whatever. They have a lot of videographers that they work with, number one. A lot of different videographers that they work with, especially photographers. So, you know, saying that I'm what area I'm going to be in and saying exactly what talks and what conversations XFL or Eli Don't Shoot 'Em is in, I don't know. All I can say is that, you know, if you put me in a room full of videographers, I'll do something to stand out. So
I like that. I like that. And with the XFFL now, you know, that you're definitely affiliated with, confirmed, right?
Yes. That is XFFL. That's not, obviously it's not 100% me. We're a team. There's a team full of videographers, photographers, people that do live, graphic design artists. What else do we have in there? The XFL Productions is a squad, bro. We're a squad. And we're a pretty stacked squad when you think about it. We have guys that can do both. Like they can switch to photography and shoot sharp, and then they can switch to videography and shoot even sharper.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's XFL Productions is honestly, it became a home for me. Jada brought me in open arms, and literally, like, he literally threw the ball in my court. The minute he brought me in, he threw it in my court. Boom. You're going to mess it up if you mess it up. You know?
Yeah.
And right now, like, I've gotten to the point where me and him built that rapport to where now, like, I'm kind of head of the helm situation. When it comes down to videography and, like, media, shout out Adam Litz. He's probably, like, the head photographer right now. He's dope. But when it comes down to just media and just releasing period, and then it's mainly me that's head of the helm. That's nerve wracking at times. Don't get me wrong, but
okay. Why? Because you have a deadline.
Yes. So XFFL is Media Wednesdays, as you know. It's Media Wednesdays. Every single Wednesday, XFFL releases their content. Prime example, like so last year, I was there for every other week. I wasn't there for every week. This year, every week, I was there for every other week. And it was only 5 games a week. This year, I'm there every single week, and it's 8 games a week. So, you know, it was 11 weeks last year, 7 weeks this year. You know, I get it, but, you know, due to that right there is kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because
it's like, you know, and it's especially when you want to do that good of a job, when you have, and it's when you're not a rookie anymore. This is a conversation me and Jada had, too. It's like, he had to tell me, like, bro, you're not a rookie anymore. You know, like,
do you feel that way? Do you feel like you're not a rookie anymore?
Excuse my arrogance. It's not arrogance. No. excuse my cockiness. Let me say it like that. I know I'm not a rookie anymore. And the reason I know I'm not a rookie anymore is because for you to be a professional, you have to put in a certain amount of hours, 10,000 hours.
Okay.
I'm nowhere close to that. I'm nowhere close to 10,000 hours, but I'm nowhere close to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere close to zero. So, being a rookie is a mindset.
Okay. Yeah.
There's rookies that come in the league and play and ball, and they either play football or they hoop. It doesn't matter. They go in the leagues and they play like they've been there for years. They play like, you know, they have that natural mentality, that natural aura. And it's like, a rookie's a mindset. So when I'm told like, yo, you're not a rookie anymore, oh shit, you're right.
You know what, man? Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. I'm gonna follow up real quick here. But,
okay, yeah.
But I'm hearing something, so excuse me 1 minute here. I'm hearing something, so I just gotta take the headset off to just make sure I'm not hearing things.
Okay.
No, we're cool. I was hearing like a short little buzz there, so I was like, yo, what's going on here? I hear a buzz? Yeah, no, we're good.
All right.
But so we were just talking about rookie, right? When did you realize that you weren't a rookie, bro? Was there ever the aha moment where you're like, shit, bro, I'm like, I'm not a rookie no more? You know, seriously, you know, just elaborate what you were doing, you know, maybe like you put on an edit on a photo, you know, and what programs do you use? You know, maybe it was a transitioning of a program from maybe Adobe, you know, Premiere to Lightroom, whatever the case may be, you know?
Yeah. The reason I'm laughing is I had a couple of them, bro. I'm going to have to pick one.
Okay.
Oh, man. So, let's start with FanDuel. Let's start there. So one of the main things that happened at FanDuel that got me to realize I'm not a rookie anymore is I walk in, right? And at this point, it's routine. You know, you walk in, you unload the truck.
Swipe your badge.
Yeah, you know, these are stuff like that. So, you know, I get there and I'm unloading the truck, and it's like, I guess for Ed's, you know, likeness, I wasn't moving the way that he knows Eli to move. And I wasn't unpacking and unloading, you know? And not even awesome, like, cause a lot of people look at that like, oh, he's slaving you. Like, no, he was not. You have to start from the freaking bottom and build your way up. the same way everybody else did. It's a chain of command, bro. You have to follow it. So it's, yes, I'm down there, production assistant, I'm unpacking, I'm getting yelled at for not moving fast enough. And it's like, at that point, it clicked in my head, like, yo, like, he's yelling at me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not my first time here. And it's like, at first, I was getting mad, like, bro, like, what do you mean? Like, and I got to that point, like, bro, I didn't just start. You're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm going to pick it up. Yeah. XFFL, I made a mistake. I made a very, very bad mistake. And it was a bad mistake. It wasn't on purpose. And it wasn't a mistake that I should have known.
Mistakes are not on purpose.
Yeah. It was a very, very bad mistake, though. So, and I'd go straight to the nitty gritty. PSA, K-Flock. That song is, I want to edit a video to that song so bad. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be a sports highlight. It doesn't matter. I want to edit a video to that song bad, so bad. The bass, and it's crazy. It's a crazy song. So I got the instrumental from that, and I put it on the XFFL video. The video was up for 2 hours, got like 50 views. I go to sleep. Now, mind, because I stay up overnight to do this stuff. I stay up Tuesday night into Wednesday. I stay up Tuesday night, like, finalizing and editing and all that stuff. And then Wednesday morning, I'm releasing. And I'm setting them to release and scheduling them to release. I release at, like, 6 a.m. I go to sleep. I wake up to my phone being blowed up from Jada. And he's like, yo, what the fuck? The video is silent. It's muted. Ooh. Like, what the fuck? Da-da-da-da. Like, bro. So it's like that. Just that right there. I'm like, yeah, like, you went out and you were so lazy, right? That you went out and you grabbed an instrumental that had a whole bunch of copyrights on it. And you didn't even check for that. Like, that's how lazy you were, you know? And that was another, yo, you're not a freaking rookie anymore. You're not a rookie anymore. You got to stop doing stuff like that.
So when you posted the video, it had the audio, right? Like, you exported it with the audio.
Yeah, yep. But and then, even the first 2 hours of being up, it was there. Until Facebook's algorithm caught it. That there's a whole bunch of copyrights on this video. So now we have to mute it.
Damn.
And it was like certain, like, I have a page now that I get all my beats from, like, 100% non-copyrighted, free, all that stuff. So, but there's still some countries that it's not, like, they won't be able to hear the freaking music, you know? Like, I know Russia cannot watch our stuff.
100%.
I know Russia cannot watch our stuff. And it's not that they can't. No, I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. They can watch it, but they cannot hear anything that's going on. They can't hear anything because whatever their copyright guidelines are, bro, they can't. Like, my instrumentals aren't allowed. They're not allowed to hear them. So
there are times where I post something. I was actually talking to Charlie Roy, you know, and we were considering a little bit of, like, a shadow ban. You know, it was weird because I get that from time to time. Like, I'll post those reels. At the Middleman Monday reels, you know, Wednesday reels, all that.
Yeah.
And I'll get, like, flagged. But not even flagged, just says that, you know, you can't show it in other countries.
Yeah.
So they won't take it down. Like, it'll still be live and up there. So I know exactly what you mean.
It's, like, it's weird.
It's so weird, bro.
It's so weird. It's annoying, too. And it's like, I just went through that. This is kind of side note, too. I just went through that same thing with YouTube, bro. With YouTube. Because, again, I have a subscribe if you guys can, please. Eli, don't shoot him. Again, like, you know, I started vlogging and all that stuff.
Yep.
We did Anthony Armstrong's.
Yeah, let's just transition right into vlogging. Okay. That's another aspect that I wanted to get into. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, 100%.
We're good. I want to make sure I wasn't off topic.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah. So vlogging, you know, vlogging is something that you do from time to time as well. You know, your YouTube, is that also Eli Don't Shoot Him?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Make sure you guys give him a subscribe, a follow, you know, and remember, you don't have to watch every fucking video. Subscribing is free. Okay, and I mean that from my standpoint as well. Son,
yo, seriously,
it's so
though.
Funny, bro.
It's 2 clicks. Subscribe all.
That's it. That's
and it doesn't cost you anything, bro.
I don't even need you to watch it.
Think about all the All right, and this is where I'm gonna hit people. You ready for this? You guys get 1,000 notifications a day that you just scroll right past, and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to you. So let my notification be another one of those. Why not? You subscribe to a whole bunch of people that think about how many people, even you, think about how many people you're subscribed to and you don't even remember that you're freaking subscribed to them.
True. 100%.
You know?
Yeah. 100%.
And then you go back, like, years later and it's like, yo, I used to watch this guy all the time. Yo, he's mad different now. He upgraded his stuff OD. And it's like, bro, like, cool. Let me be that for you. Please just put me. I don't care if you put me on the back burner. You don't have to view every video. You don't have to. It's subscribe and all. You're helping me.
That's it. That's it. Simple as that. That's it. That's all we need you to do. Is that a problem or not? No, but excuse me here. We were just talking about vlogging, right? And it's funny because, you know, you just did a, you have two vlogs up that I saw. You have one of our friend, Anthony. Yes, shout out to you. You know, we call I call him Butter Biscuit from a very long time ago. Some girl called him that name and it was fucking hilarious, bro. I'm like, yo, your name is going to be Butter Biscuit.
I'm letting you know, Ant. He should have, yeah, you're going to be mad that I heard that just now. You're going to be upset. Butter Biscuit. Oh, my God.
Butter Biscuit. But, yeah, man, so basically, you know, you did that vlog. You did it for his birthday. You also did a vlog of you going to your first NFL game.
Yes. Oh, my God. My first NFL game, it was a Giants game. But, you know, it's, oh, man, that shit was crazy. I saw, yo, Danny Dimes, bro. I give him my props. I give him the props, and I watch. It's because it's different. I record highlights. Okay, I record football highlights. I was sitting the part I was in like the corner of the stadium, very very high. So I saw everything. I saw every freaking play.
Yep.
I'm watching this one specific play, and I always talk about it too. Daniel Jones, bro. He catches the ball, snap, drops back, jabs left. Rolls right very, very hard, gets to like damn near right on the line of scrimmage. As he's getting tackled, like he did some Patty Mahomes stuff, bro. As he's going down, like half his body is on the floor and he just like, his half his body is wrapped up going down. Then the top half is only free and he just like locks in and just slings it. First down, just like that. And I was like, wow.
When you're vlogging, right? When you're vlogging, what do you focus on most? What do you think is the most important part of vlogging? Is it the shot? Is it the story? Or is it what's going on? You know, like, I honestly feel like vlogging can be, you know, it's very subjective.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're vlogging, what are the type of things that you're looking out for? And do you even, like, try to coordinate anything or you just let it come organically? Like, let everything just be organic?
I coordinate, well, of course you plan. Okay. Of course, you plan for a fail as well. I coordinate the best of my ability to the day, you know, structure the day out. A lot of it is organic, though. The reason I'm saying that is because, you know, those times basically like, and this is the more specific tip I can give you when it comes down to vlogging from my standpoint, because again, I'm not freaking successful with this shit yet. From my standpoint, every time you're like, you think in your mind, like, this shit is fucking crazy, say that shit.
Okay.
And then explain how it's crazy. Because there's a story behind everything. Everything. There's a story behind everything. So if you look at, like, probably said, I can look at this Sharpie right here, right? It's like, yo, like, the fact that this yellow highlighter Sharpie has this little red marker in here is fucking crazy, bro. And it's like, like, yo, and it's like, I know, like, and it's the, again, I could be sitting here talking to the camera, I know for you guys, this is not crazy at all. This is mad random. But for me, it's crazy. And I'm going to tell you why. Boom.
Gotcha.
Just like that. Now you have everybody locked, bro.
You have everyone's attention.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And you have to understand, too, when it comes down to vlogging, like, and because I get my hair done. So there's a lot of times where I'm sitting there watching vlogs. I've had females tell me, like, yo, if you let me know your YouTube, because if I'm going to be sitting here doing your hair, I do other people's hair. I want to be able to support. While I'm sitting there doing their hair, I want to be able to watch YouTube, watch vlogs. Mainly because these are their other clients do that too. They sit there while they're getting their hair done, they throw on YouTube or they throw on a movie or, you know, something to watch. So when you're vlogging, be yourself 100%. Just be you. There's like the reason, and that's why Kai Cenat is so successful, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Because he's himself 1,000% of the time. Phantom, the whole AMP, that's why they're so successful, because they're themselves. You know, and it's like, it would be different. If everything is too planned, it's going to look like that.
Gotcha.
If everything is too structured, it's going to look like that. And it's hard to structure things and plan it out to look natural. That's very, very hard to do.
I agree. Just act natural, you know, and that's the best way to do it. So like vlogging, you know, vlogging is fantastic. And I think you and I should definitely do a little collab here one of these
days. Please. Freaking please. Oh my God.
I think that would be fantastic. Would it not? Dude, I'm me 25.
Oh my God.
I'm me 25-8, man. I think if you and I had a vlog, It would be fantastic.
I think that would be a pretty lit day. Like, yo, if we would have vlogged yesterday.
Yeah, if we would have vlogged yesterday. Yesterday was so much fun.
Did they let cameras in that spot?
Yeah, they allow cameras in that
cameras?
Spot.
Cameras? Oh,
yeah.
My God. If I would have known that.
Get a vlog experience, man. Highlight Kev when I'm, yo, when I'm out there, I'm just having a great time. Even when I'm not out there, I'm having a great time. You know, vlogging is something that I don't think I would do on the day to day, but I'm not afraid to get in front of a camera and talk and narrate the story. You know, I find myself when I've gone out with like Zach to concerts and shit like that, you know, I find myself just like narrating what's going on. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at kind of just giving you the plot, what's going on, and just flowing with it, you know, naturally. Just so I think we should do a collab there. You know, I think we should definitely do a collab there.
Locked in. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Look out for it.
Summer trip. You know, oh, you know what? I really want to jump out of a plane, Eli. You don't have to jump out the plane with me.
I was about to say, I'll find a lens good enough to catch you. Trust me. But it's
would you at least get up in the plane with me? Come on, that's key.
Yes, I'll get up in the plane with you.
You don't got to jump out. You don't got to jump out.
I mean, at that point, if I'm up in the plane, of course I got to jump out.
Oh, then you're jumping.
Am I strapped to somebody else?
Of course, yeah. Okay. They don't let you free fall the first time by yourself.
All right, so
you got to like jump 10 times and then they let you fly by yourself.
I freaking do it. I'm only doing that shit once, but I'll do it. I'll bucket list it.
All
fuck
right.
It.
Bucket list. Middleman podcast. Eli, don't shoot him. 2023 summer. Okay. We're jumping out of a fucking plane. 100%. You heard it here first. And when I say something, I usually mean it. So,
I'm with that. I'm with that. Conquer fears, you know?
Conquer fears.
Get over that freaking hump and take shit out. You see, I'm trying to turn it fucking motivational. I'm scared, but you know.
Well, look, here, let's get a little motivational, right? Let's get a little motivational because, Eli, every time we talk, right, we're always talking about life. We're talking about business. We're talking about just things in general, you know? And I will care to say that between you and I and our professions, there are a lot of highs and a lot of lows, okay? And when you're...
Fuck yes.
When you're riding that high, you feel fucking fantastic, right? We all feel great. You know, I feel fantastic. But then when you hit that low, shit happens and you have to bounce back, you know? So... Can you give an example of when you were at a high and then all of a sudden you're at a low and how you try to manage to bounce back? Because we always find a way to bounce back, do we not?
I can give a perfect example right now, and I'll be 100% honest. Right now, right the fuck now in my life. So when it comes down to this videography and the photography business and being 100% in charge of yourself. Again, I have a daughter, bro. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have a life that needs me, and that needs me to be tip top shape, mentally, physically, emotionally, all that shit. And when you're not there yet, let me say it like, and that's another thing. People got to remember to throw that in there. You're not there yet. You're gonna fucking get there. Especially if you put in the work, you're gonna be there. Just be patient. If with me not being there yet, it's frustrating as fuck at times. Don't get me wrong. Yes, but look up and compare where you are now. This is the best advice, and for this situation right here, this is the best advice I can give. And I'm gonna answer your question fully. I promise you.
Okay.
Look up. Look at where you are now. Compare it to where the fuck you were when you started. If you're honestly and genuinely, yeah, dead fucking serious. If you're honestly and genuinely not in a better spot, give it up. Try something new. If you look up and where you are is farther, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking centimeter, bro. It doesn't fucking matter if it's a centimeter, bro. If you look up and where you are is farther than where you started, then yes, you keep fucking going.
I like that. Before you get into the next part, bro. That was real. That was real. You know, and some people do need to hear that. And I remember having a conversation with Gina Marie, and she mentioned that, you know, I'm so like headstrong. I'm so driven, you know, to be the one, to be the man of the Middleman podcast, to make this show a fucking fantastic show, which it already is, right? It
fucking is.
But, you know, she mentioned, she's like, it's okay to give up if shit ain't working out. You know, like, it's okay to switch gears. All right. And you know, I took that with a grain of salt because, you know, I'm always like, I don't care what happened. And I'm going to be honest with you right now, Eli, at the age of 25, as of recent, for some reason, it's, I don't want to say, I'm going to say it this way because it's a lyric from a song, but I know a song by Coda the Friend where he goes like, 25, I'm mentally, like just ignoring my mental health and I'm on the grind, like just ignoring it, you know, and that's how I feel right now. Okay, but it's not like I'm ignoring my mental health. I'm in a good place. I'm in a great place, you know. But you know, I just take it and I run with it. You know, I'm just ignoring all the factors that would slow me down, that make me feel like I'm slowed down, like being, oh shit, I just drank last night, I'm a little sluggish today. You know, but I'm ignoring that. Oh shit, Thursday didn't go as planned and it's podcast prep day. And I should really be frustrated about it, but I'm just going to ignore it and I'm going to stay up late and I'm going to do what I got to do and worry about tomorrow.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's just what I've been on lately, you know, and it's like just trying to stay ahead. And if it's not working out, like the centimeter comparison, even if it's just a centimeter, you know, yeah, you made progress. That's fantastic. Yeah. You know? And if you're not making progress, it's okay to switch up, you know? And right now, my gears are spinning, bro. Like, I'm burning these tires, and they're getting bald. They're getting bald tires. The tires are being bald. They're being burnt out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the car still goes.
Yeah.
The car is still going, okay?
You got to find, once you find that mechanic, right? Once you find that good-ass shop that has the right tires you need, bro, green, golden.
Exactly. Golden. So, I'm just ignoring the factors that I can't control. And I'm okay with it. And like I said, I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine. I can reach out to whoever I need to if I'm ever in that situation. But as of recent, I'm just putting in a high gear and saying, fuck it. Like, let's go. Let's burn these tires and let's just get after it. So that's just my input on that.
I agree 1,000%. I agree 1,000%. I couldn't agree more. The key, and this is, I have to stop speaking like this. I promise you. I'd be like, the key to it is this. No, stop. Please, we're not going that far. For me, the key is, I'm trying to find a way to put this into words. You know, that whole, like, what doesn't kill you make you stronger, or, I'm trying to find the exact, saying, cause I have it in, It's not what doesn't kill you make you stronger. It's I can't remember right now. But
bend don't break.
I'm gonna remember it. I promise you, I'm gonna say it mad random, like, or out of nowhere. And that's the type of person I am. But basically, like, the key, like, one of the main keys. Let's go with that. Bend don't break. There's a specific meaning behind that, though. You know, like, there's like, and this is difficult. And the reason it's difficult is because, this is a very, very touchy situation. There's gonna be times, and I'm just gonna be honest. I'm just gonna be 100%. Like, you know, there's gonna be times where a successful business takes 5 years. If we're talking stats, a successful business takes 5 years to be successful. It's going to take at least $1 million.
5 years of success or 5 years of business?
5 years of business.
Okay.
5 years of groundwork and networking and, you know, just putting yourself out there to be a successful business. Now, of course, there's businesses that succeeded in less than 5 years. Of course, there's people that's just put something out there and overnight they became sensations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if you can't take a punch, like, you don't know how many people have told me no. And again, you know, I stay away from talking like this specifically because I don't want to be cocky, bro. And it's like, bro, a lot of people have told me no. A lot of people looked me in the face and said, I'm not good. I'm not good enough. A lot of people looked me in the face and they even, and again, this is low tier criticism, but, you know, keep going, keep working. You bring something to somebody thinking you've cracked the code. You know, thinking, oh shit, I'm Da Vinci, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And fucking nowhere close. And that's hard for a lot of people to realize. That's hard for a lot of people to take. It's a big fucking pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. It is. Especially after you sat there for hours, hours on top of hours, putting your all into something and you bring it to somebody and keep going. Like, what the fuck? You know? And it's like, you have to be lionhearted, bro. You have to. You have to. There's times I see, told you I was going to remember it. My sister, I love you, Chanel, at all times. I love you. Told me straight up, bro, you complaining for what? I quote, bro, you're complaining for what? Look at all the bullshit you've been through. You don't think you do for a blessing at some point? You know? Mm-hmm. You don't think at some point, yeah, you had so much misfortune. This goes to anybody. Think about it like this. You have had so much misfortune with being head low and grinding and working. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You don't know why it's not working specifically right now, but all you know is that you're fucking working. You're putting your all those videos you watch of people saying, oh, you gotta be consistent, you gotta put in the work, you gotta put it, you're not worried about that anymore because you know that's what you're doing. You know, you're not worried, oh, I gotta grind, I gotta go. You're automatically there. Like you this morning, you woke freaking out partying fucking 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you wake up at 9, ready to go. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to a point where it's just, you know, I don't have to fucking worry about that because I'm there. You need to keep going, though. And the reason you need to keep going is because you need to put in the back of your mind, like, yo, there's a lot of bullshit going on right now, which means that a blessing the size of this bullshit is going to come soon. You know? So that's really what keeps me going right there.
That's the universe, right? That's the universe. Yeah. Any positive energy, Mr. Roy said it, any positive energy that you put out there, there's an equal and same amount of negative out there as well.
1,000%. Yes.
So look at the negative. Look at the bullshit, okay? It's heavy as fuck. It's heavy as fuck. But the positive is going to be just as heavy or even greater. You know what I mean? So that's a great way to look at life, man. And, you know, I love that. I loved it, man. And we're about to sign off here, Eli.
Okay.
We're about to sign off here. I think we had a fantastic conversation. Usually I ask people, you know, like any final inspirational words, any information that you want to send out for people. But I think the way we ended that was very, very touching and very important. You know, it's a different aspect and look of life. You know, when there's bullshit, just keep tumbling through it. But nonetheless, I'm still going to give you a chance here. Do all your shout outs, anything XFFL, you know, anything affiliated that you're looking forward to, any projects that we could expect coming up.
Well, I'm going to start off. I'm going to start off in this very specific area, very, very specific area. The youth is always and always, always the area that we want to go and we want to project and put our energy into. Those are our future at the end of the day. Genuinely, genuinely, genuinely. And this is something I did not understand until having a child. So, Kylia, I love you. I love you 1,000%. I love you. Daddy loves you so much. Najee, I saw my nephew join my live. Najee, one of the he's tough recruit. Look him up. Go follow him. Najee White, number 2_ on Instagram. Please go follow him. Number 1 Florida recruit. Not number 1, but he should be number 1 Florida recruit. If anybody was watching this to get inspired or to get creative or to try to find it from somewhere else, you are watching for the wrong reasons. You do not watch this to get inspired. Go out there and freaking work. Put in the 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 work. Please. It's like consistency matters. You love what you do because you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't. So keep going. Just keep going, please. Don't give up.
I love that, man. If you're watching this for inspiration, okay, and we might have inspired you, great, you know, but why not be your own inspiration?
Please.
Inspire yourself. Seriously, inspire yourself. Find what you're passionate about. Whether it's a 9-to-5 when you're sitting at the desk, if you love that and you're rocking it, congratulations. I'm happy for you. You know, if I'm over here fixing refrigerators and I love it, cool, congratulations. I'm happy for myself. You know, just keep going, 110%, man. And if you're not happy, find your inspiration. Be their inspiration. Don't rely on other people to tell you what to do. Because at the end of the day, it's your life on a for real. And on that note, bro, I might continue this into tea time. But on that note, okay, we had a fantastic podcast here. thank you always for coming back out here, Eli.
Thank you for bringing me.
Of
oh my God. Oh my God.
We got so much we got to talk about on Tea Time still. Please thank you everyone for watching. Don't forget to watch Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. And with that being said, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. All right. I know what you're thinking. Kev, seriously? Another ad? Are you serious, bro? But listen, if you're enjoying this conversation, you really want to listen to this ad, okay? Listen, I got good news for you. We have exclusive bonus content strictly on YouTube after this podcast with the same guests, right? Check this out. And this segment is called Tea Time, right? Now, Tea Time is not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. So that's right. Do yourself a favor. Go out there, buy yourself an Arizona Iced Tea, and join us strictly on YouTube for extra bonus content on Tea Time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.